You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
I'm making the You the Great non-alcoholic cocktail from my book, Good Drinks. It's a mixture of basil and matcha and coconut and lime.
Hello, I'm Julia Bainbridge, and this is Play Me a Recipe. Last year, I published a book called Good Drinks, Alcohol-Free Recipes for When You're Not Drinking for Whatever Reason. I even forget that subtitle sometimes. It's pretty long, but there are all sorts of reasons you might not be consuming alcohol right now. That's why I accounted for that in the subtitle. And today, I'm feeling like making a cocktail called You the Great. It is super hot in New York, where I'm based. It's hot everywhere, it feels like, right now. And this is such a refreshing, zippy drink that's also a bit silky. It really feels like a treat. There's basil, matcha, coconut milk, lime juice, and fizzy soda water. And I'll show you how it all works together. I know these ingredients might not sound harmonious, but just you wait and try them. The recipe is in the show notes if you want it, but hopefully I do a good enough job walking through making it here that you can just listen and follow along with me. Feel free to pause, jump around, repeat steps, whatever you need, using the podcast chapters. All right, onward.
All right, we're going to start by making our basil matcha syrup. This makes 1 1/4 cups, which is enough for 10 drinks, and it keeps for around a week in the fridge. So make some now, make some later if you want. I bet this syrup would be great on vanilla ice cream too, but I digress. All right, we're going to combine 1 1/2 teaspoons of matcha powder, 1 cup of loosely packed fresh Thai basil leaves, 1 cup of sugar, and 3/4 cups of water in a blender, and we're gonna blend on high for around 2 minutes. Full speed. Okay, here we go. Whew. Okay, I can feel it's a little warm after those 2 minutes of very hard work, and that's what you want. That helps the sugar really incorporate a bit, that high speed blending, as well as a little bit of the warmth that the machine takes on after a while. So this looks really good, smells really good, and fresh and herbal basil-y. It's smooth, it's bright green, the sugar has dissolved, and now we're going to strain the mixture through a fine strainer that's been lined with cheesecloth. We're being extra careful so that any little bits of basil that didn't get fully blitzed or any grittier pieces of sugar don't end up in our drink. So strain the syrup and let it cool to room temperature. I'm gonna pour it in. Oh, it's the prettiest color. All right. Now we're going to let it cool to room temperature. You do the same. Let's take a little break, and I'll see you back here once the syrup is no longer warm to the touch so that we can bring it into our delicious chili drink. All right, see you soon. And we're back. This is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Julia Bainbridge, and I'm making the You the Great non-alcoholic cocktail from my book, Good Drinks. It's a mixture of basil and matcha and coconut and lime. We've just brought this basil matcha syrup down to room temperature, and now we can mix it with the other ingredients for our cold, fizzy, delicious, summery drink. We need lime juice for this recipe. Just cutting them right now. You really want that to be freshly squeezed. Any citrus fruits, essential oils are stored in its skin, and when you juice the fruit, you release some of those aromas into the liquid, and you want that. So please make your own fresh lime juice, and you want to do it at most a day before you plan on using it so that the flavors and aromas stay their best selves. So I'm squeezing my limes, which these are really nice and juicy ones. And I'm fine straining the juice to remove any pulp. Pulp is not your friend when it comes to cocktails. We are also using a full fat, yummy, creamy coconut milk. And to get all that yummy creaminess, you need to shake it up before you use it, to just mix up some of the coconut water and the coconut cream. Limes are done. Got my can. Shake, shake, shake it. All right, I think that's sufficient. I'm putting some ice in my tumbler to get it all ready to receive what we shake up. And now, okay, everything is set before me. Because that ice is gonna melt quickly, we want to work quickly. So now let's move. In my shaking tin, I'm putting 1 ounce of our beautiful basil matcha syrup. I'm using a jigger to measure this out, and mine has a little spout on it for easy pouring. We're gonna go 3/4 of an ounce of freshly squeezed lime juice. So feel free to bump that up to 1 ounce if you want more acidity. Sometimes I do that. 1 ounce of our coconut milk. Now I'm adding some ice to the tin. You want enough ice to cover and then rise just above the wash line of the liquid. Now I am sealing the tin and I'm gonna shake. We're just looking to combine the ingredients here. We're not gonna go for the usual 15-20 second shake when you wanna feel the outside of the tin really chilly. Just 3 seconds or so to bring these ingredients together. So here we go. That's it. Now we're gonna strain, but ugh, separating the two parts, oof, there we go, of the tin is so hard. Even longtime bartenders have trouble with it. There are some tricks. I've been told them, I've tried them. They don't work for me. I will never look cool shaking a cocktail or trying to get the darn shaker open. Okay, got it though. I'm going to double strain. This means I'm using my Hawthorne strainer and also a small mesh strainer, like a tea strainer is fine. And I'm holding the tea strainer in my left hand and it's hovering over my fresh ice-filled tumbler, and I'm holding my shaking tin with the Hawthorne strainer on top of it in my right hand. And now I'm pouring the liquid through both. Oh my gosh. Now it's this, like, I don't know, light jade green. That's so pretty. Now comes the soda water. Grabbing it right out of the fridge. Super fizzy. I'm using 3 ounces, and it's going to produce foam. So just be patient. If it grows, give it a minute to come back down a little bit before you add the rest. All right, there we are. And to garnish, I'm going to sift a little more matcha powder. If you don't have another clean strainer to use for sifting, honestly, you could just grab a pinch with your fingers and ever so gingerly sprinkle some matcha powder on top of the foam. You just want a little bit to add some dark green, but it just should sit atop the foam. You don't want so much that it's going to weigh it down. Just that little bit. Oh, I'm gonna turn my back to all of the tools that I just got dirty and sip this delicious drink. It's tart, it's herbal, it's creamy, but also bubbly. I forgot how good this was. It's sweet, but also the matcha powder gives it a vegetal and kind of a little bit bitter quality. It's really got everything. And it looks like this green on green. The liquid is this pale sort of celery color. And then that darker jade-like matcha powder. It's so elegant, those two tones of green together. How is yours? Are you grunting over there like I am? Tell me by leaving a rating and a review of this recipe, or just DM me. I'm Julia Bainbridge on Twitter, Instagram. You can find some of my work, including a link to my book, Good Drinks, at juliabainbridge.com. And again, this recipe will be in the show notes and also on food52.com. Thanks for joining me as I played you this recipe. Cheers to you. I'm sorry I keep taking sips, but I can't stop. This is really a drink that should be drunk quickly. It's just so... I'll stop talking. Cheers. Cheers to you, and cheers to good drinking, and cheers to this you, the great.